978-379-8178.
Listening to us across the land. Kate Delaney hanging out with you on America Tonight. Coming up, we're going to take you to Ireland, and hopefully in our next couple of segments, if you're feeling a little down in the dumps, get you feeling a little bit better. Nothing like some motivation. I mean, you know, we say this is water cooler buzz at its best, but so much of the water cooler buzz is negative. So we're going to try to lift you up a little bit with some of our guests, including going live to Ireland. How about that? Let's hit the headers, though, right at the beginning. Officials say two CIA drone attacks killed 9 people in Pakistan. Ooh, yes, it's true. It's also true that Tiger Woods confirms that he's returning to the Masters perfect. It's a controlled environment. He can control it. That's April 8th, by the way. But back to the top headline about the CIA drone attacks. You know, I'm one of the people that said I thought the drones were a good idea. Because if you could narrow the scope of where you were hitting, you would not, one, have as much collateral damage among either our military or civilians. But what's happened in Islamabad is this suspected drone fired missiles at cars and hit a military hideout in a tribal region of the northwestern part of Pakistan. 9 insurgents dead, at least, could be a little bit more than that. Here's how it went down. On the first attack, the drones fired 4 missiles at a car, flattened a house and another area where they killed 6 militants, an army, and an intelligence officer as well. This was a house they hit. About 50 minutes later, drones fired 3 more missiles at another tank in a town 25 miles west of Miran Shah, killing 3 insurgents. And there could be more, but they're stepping up the attacks. And they've done that since December when a suicide bomber killed 7 CIA employees in Afghanistan. And, you know, once that happened, there was massive anger reverberating in the CIA halls. And this is ultimately that revenge, if you will, and trying to nail the guys who nailed our guys. Speaking of getting nailed, Uncle Sam says no to nearly 500,000 times is one of the headlines that I was reading earlier in the day. So when we say that Uncle Sam says no, what do we mean by that? And what we're talking about is transparency. Did you know that government transparency is down, way down in 2009? In the fiscal year of 2009, 17 major governmental agencies refused to release information claiming legal exemptions. You ready for this? 466,872 times. Do you also know that's an increase of 50% from the previous year? Woo! How about that? Because if you wanted to compare, in 2008, the government refused 312,681 requests made under the Freedom of Information Act. And that's, I think that's some pretty good hard statistics for you. I'll give you one other thing that's happened. You know, what are we talking about? A big example is the Federal Aviation Administration's denial initially in releasing information regarding plane-bird collisions, which the FAA eventually relented on. Then there was, oh, this was infuriating, the now infamous Air Force One photo op over New York City, which cost us money and stirred a lot of memories of September 11, 2001 among the unsuspecting public. In fact, I remember having people on the show talking about that. So there's just a couple of examples of what we mean. So government transparency was anything but up. I mean, anything but up. In the meantime, here's something else that is a big concern in parts of the United States. Hopefully you're not worried about this and you're not trying to fight that battle. It's pretty tough. I don't know how many of you have ever had to fill up sandbags. That's the first thing. It takes forever. And then loading them and then getting them out there. But with a little help from your friends, and you need a lot of help when you're doing that, you might prevent those awful floods from ravaging houses and areas. In North Dakota, it's their turn. The Red River, because of melting snow, is really cresting. I mean, it's crazy. It's 20 feet over flood stage in Fargo and also in Moorhead, Minnesota. It's because of that snow melt, and there's a new forecast for this, what they call a second crest upstream to lead the change. So there's a little bit of time. And, you know, however, you need all hands on deck. You need kids. You need anybody who can toss bags. And, you know, it's a rough job. It's muddy, sweaty, dirty job. But the more people that do that, the more opportunity there is to save homes and save areas. It's that bad. And they are laying a lot of sandbags because of what the Red River is doing. It's really swollen. And in the East Coast, this was something that just happened in the East because of rain, where you had flooding in backyards and, you know, water in low-lying areas. There were problems with planes getting in and out of New York and Philly and New Jersey and other parts of the East Coast, so it's been pretty rough. I mentioned Tiger Woods. He confirmed, in fact, he is returning for the Masters. It's not really a surprise, I think, that he chose the Masters because of the controlled environment in and around Augusta National. That I mentioned the day, it is April 8th already, I said that. And so now all those rumors are off. Initially, it seemed like he was going to come back before that. Woods twice has come into a major after a long layoff without playing, with kind of interesting mixed results. He missed the cut at Wingfoot for the 2006 U.S. Open after his father died. And he won the 2008 U.S. Open at Torrey Pines. Oof, what a win that was. He played on a shattered left knee. Woods, for the record, is a four-time Masters champ. He hasn't won at Augusta National in a long time, though, and for him, it's a little bit of a drought. So the Masters completely make sense. Media credentials are tough to get, depending on all kinds of things, who's playing, who's in the news, all that stuff. And Augusta National has more control of their tickets than any other golf tournament. It's like season badges. If somebody has season badges and they violate any of the policies or they're caught selling them, they can't ever go back. Woods has been the biggest draw at the Masters ever since he became the youngest guy to win it at 21 years old in 1997, when he broke the tournament scoring record with a 12-shot win. Be tough to top that, but he certainly will make the news. However, there won't be easy access to Tiger Woods, and that makes it just perfect. It is St. Patrick's Day, and as I said, we have a couple of guests coming up related to St. Patrick's Day, and also a cool life coach that we've had on before, Mark Aceta. I'm certainly wishing you and yours a happy St. Paddy's Day. St. Paddy's Day, to me, in the tradition of what it means, it means to lighten the load. You know how I use that expression on this show? It's time to laugh, certainly, and I think a lot of Irish folks are known for that. And I hope that all of you have a day filled with laughter. Stay tuned, because more to come on the flip side.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good day, Peter Kranstumble from Midas Resources. Today is March 16th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $11,1670. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11,4719, $573.60 for a half ounce, and $286.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $11,4719, $573.60, and $286.80.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window, and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it'd all be great, but your picture on my wall, it reminds me that it's not so bad, it's not so bad.
Bleak news that we unfortunately have hit you over the head with when it comes to the debate over health. It's really health insurance reform and the high unemployment numbers. It's, some of you just need a leg up, right? You need to feel some confidence. You need to feel like that 10 to really 20% in some areas unemployment can be erased if you just put the right foot forward. So a lot of people have turned to, and we've talked to him before, life coaches. And we like Marcus Setter. We love having him on the show. And if you check him out, he is a, you can go to the, in fact, this is where you can go, DallasSuccessCoach.com. And he's had clientele of super uber famous people to just average Joes. And it just goes to show you, that's how life is. It's the ups and downs that you have to try to control. Mark, thanks for hanging with us here on what is St. Paddy's Day where I am, because I'm in New Jersey.
That's right. You're an hour ahead of where I am, so happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, you know, we can pretend you're Irish.
Yeah, that's fine. I actually grew up around a lot of Irish people in New Jersey, so for a while there I thought I was Irish.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a good day to be Irish, for sure, on St. Patrick's Day.
It is. It's a good day to feel good. That's the whole idea. I think that's the whole idea about St. Patrick's Day. And you and I talked before. We didn't go deep into the getting stuck part, but lately I've found this with a lot of people. They say to me, I've talked to a lot of different people about in job searches or even in the current jobs they have, they're facing this thing called being stuck. So I know this is just such a broad question, but how do you start to get unstuck, Mark?
Well, you know what? I use so many analogies and with sports, and I know that's one of the reasons why we connect. But I just think of a running back who's hit the line of scrimmage and they're kind of stuck there. And, you know, any coach will tell you, you got to keep moving your feet. You can't just stop. You know, a lot of times when you keep moving your feet, eventually something gives way and you make a big run like John Riggins did in the Super Bowl back in the day. So, I mean, that's the one thing you can't do is you can't stop taking action. The only thing that's going to get somebody out of where they are now is taking action. And unfortunately, because we're all human beings and human beings have lots of flaws in general, a lot of us have a tendency when we get stuck, we get depressed, and therefore we stop altogether. And that's the one thing people can't do. You've got to keep taking action, most critically, more than anything.
Yeah, because if you stop, then you're not living and you're not giving yourself a chance to improve the situation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think so many people, they get frustrated, like I said, and they kind of dwell on what's not going well, or more so they dwell on their current situation or what's happened in the past. And, you know, Tony Robbins actually says it best, you know, the future does not equal the past. So just because things were rotten last year and they're rotten right now doesn't mean they're going to be rotten tomorrow. As a matter of fact, you know, with the NCAA tournament's about to kick off here, and I mean, we all know there's going to be some Cinderella teams that are going to come out of nowhere. Now, they're not going to come out of nowhere because they're going into the tournament going, oh, my God, we're going to lose, and things are frustrated, and we haven't won a tournament game in 20 years. They're going in there, even though they have no business going in that way, thinking, we can win this thing. They're in the right frame of mind. They're optimistic. So if a team can come out of nowhere and get to the Sweet 16, why can't you break through and get a promotion at your job? But you're not going to if you're going into the tournament, maybe like a team like Texas is going, man, we were number one, and now we're number nine or whatever in our bracket. You follow what I'm saying? It's so parallel. It's all about attitude and what you're expecting.
No, absolutely. And unfortunately, that's what we're talking about. That's when people just can't seem to push themselves to that next step. Hey, you know, you talked about being back east, and you went to Seton Hall. And Seton Hall, by the way, they used to be a perennial team that was in the NCAAs. What's happening with Seton Hall lately, buddy?
you're kind of killing me there, Kate. Did you have to bring that? We almost made it this year, you know what I mean? We were one of those last teams out. So, it's been a little rough. I'm a Redskin fan, too, so I'm having a rough decade here. So.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, so anyway, so you graduate with a degree in political science, and you ended up jumping into sales. How do you end up in this spot right now and with what you've been doing?
Well, you know what? That's a great question. And actually, through this, one of the sales businesses I was in, the company focused on, they said, if you work at your craft, you're going to make a living. But when you work on yourself is when you make a fortune. So they really pushed us to do a lot of personal development. And all my mindsets come from it. I didn't realize, I didn't know that I didn't know. And in college and in high school, you really don't get taught a lot of I don't know what to express it, just way to control your thoughts and emotions, the law of attraction, whatever you want to call it. So what happened to me was I learned all this stuff, and it propelled me to the forefront of the business I was in. And then I saw so many people that would only apply it in business. And to me, it's like it overlaps into every area of your life. So I started realizing, I mean, I got very passionate about sharing it with other people, not just for business, but for life in general, because I used to be kind of shy guy. And as far as business and career goes, I was kind of accepting what life was giving me. And when I learned you can literally create your own future, be the architect of whatever you want in your life, like I said, even now when I talk about it, it kind of gets me excited. And people also have to understand that, you know, there's always the dream, and then there's the struggle, and then the prize comes. And the people that you're talking about that are stuck right now, you know, if they – actually the ones that have been stuck the longest, been frustrated the longest, their story is going to be more glorious if they fight through this part. You know, I think it was Winston Churchill who said, if you're going through hell, I advise you keep going. You know what I mean? So
Yeah. It
gets back to action. You know, you just can't stop. You can't get frustrated. You can't give up. You got to believe that tomorrow is going to be a better day. I mean, I know that sounds kind of corny, but that's really a lot of what it is. Whatever you got to do to keep yourself moving forward and expecting things to happen.
Yeah, and you've seen this across the board. When I was introducing you, that was kind of the point I was trying to make. From the super famous people to people who are just those that you would see on the train, don't particularly have a giant name in any industry, but they're just whittling away and working at it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like I said, it applies to every person in every career in every situation. And, you know, as I said, we're all human beings. We all have lots and lots of flaws. That's the way God made us. So it's taking control of your thoughts and emotions and also understanding, okay, that most people, if you really think about it, their attitude is based upon what's happened to them within the recent past, within the last week or so, or maybe within the last month or so. And when you understand that your attitude should not be determined by your circumstances, you should choose your attitude. So it doesn't matter what happened to me in the last couple, 3 weeks or the last 4 weeks. If I get up and I have a superior attitude all the time, I'm going to win. I mean, in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Kiyosaki says, life is going to push you around, so you better push back. And he says, his rich dad, even when he was at a point in his life when he was broke, he always thought like a rich man. He never let his immediate circumstances change his attitude or the way he viewed himself. So that kind of stuff is really what's going to get people through this difficult time. And as it said in the Bible, this too shall pass. It will pass. And when it passes, you know, the people who fight right now are going to be the big winners, and they're going to overcome those big struggles, and they're going to have those big victories and be heroes.
Yeah, boy, well said. Mark, have a great St. Patrick's Day, and it's DallasSuccessCoach.com. We look forward to speaking with you down the road.
Okay, we look forward to it as well, and have a great evening.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It's funny, you know, giving out his email address, I was just thinking this. Do you realize that .com, I mean, that's everybody's like identified by .com these days. 25 years the whole .com deal has been around. It doesn't seem like it, does it? Anymore when you meet someone, it's about their website. They have some sort of website or Facebook or Twitter or something, but usually there's a .com in that somewhere. And speaking of that, we don't have the .com, we have the .net. So if you want to flip me any of your thoughts on this show, or you got a good joke to tell me, please do it. Send it to americatonight.net. Hey, coming up on the flip side, we're going to add a little Irish twist to all of this. Connor Kinnean will join us. You'll like this guy. He's so, so funny. Also, don't forget, in our third hour, Nail the Score, the NCAA tournament, your chance to win some big prizes from America Tonight.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
How would you like to own
two of the best pair of gloves in the world
for $19.95?
Shipping and handling, and get two pairs for free.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
For only $19.95, you can own four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, how would you like to improve that golf swing? MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or three cans.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow.
From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of thin glove technology,
go to MaxFitGloves.com
and use the promo code RADIO. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Now, as an Irishman, it might not surprise you to know that I'm a keen imbiber of a very famous black drink. There are few things in life that give me greater pleasure than going to my local establishment, ordering my favourite drink, waiting patiently for that drink to be poured, and then, before I take my first satisfying sip, I ponder. And as music and chatter fills the background, I ponder why this drink has become so world famous. And by the way, I'm talking about Starbucks coffee here.
You gotta love Connor Kinnean. He was leading me down the path, and you knew there was gonna be a great punchline to that one. Just a little slice of him. And we're so thrilled to have him with us here on America Tonight on St. Paddy's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Connor.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Kate, to you and all of your listeners. I hope you have a great day tomorrow.
I got to tell you this. I'm going to be wearing a lot of green because I'm going to be at the parade in New York City.
Well, it's a great parade they've got in New York City. We had the parade here in Chicago at the weekend, and Chicago is a fantastic parade, and they dye the river green. And it's always a good time to be Irish, but it's definitely a good time to be Irish here in the States around March period.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Growing up in Ireland, how big of a deal was St. Paddy's Day there?
St. Paddy's Day was a big deal when I was growing up, Kate, because during Lent, you were not allowed any candy or sweets, as we used to call them. And on Paddy's Day, you were allowed to have candy. So that was the biggest thing about Paddy's Day when I was growing up.
Please give us the candy. Now we can eat it. Yeah, because it does. You're right.
Yeah,
talking about Lent.
You'd just be praying like for St. Patrick's Day to come so you could have your sweets or your candy, which your parents would be saying, no, you've got to give that up for the rest of Lent kind of thing. But it was a big thing. But here in the States, though, it's become a huge event. And it's almost something that goes on for the preview, like it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days. In Ireland, it's more of a one-day or a two-day event. But everyone here wants to be Irish during this period, and it's a wonderful time.
And no kidding. What did you find in your transition from Ireland into coming to the States and, of course, now living in Chicago? What do you find are the biggest differences between the folks from Ireland and the people here in America?
I suppose the things that I would miss would be, I think there's more laughter in Ireland, and my wife would always say that if you go into a pub in Ireland, you'd hear more laughter than you would actually hear in a pub here in the United States. And the Irish have a great work ethic. They take their job and their work seriously, but they also don't take themselves too seriously a lot of the time. And there's a great sense of humor, camaraderie, and a real a friendliness, which you get in a lot of cities here in the States, but in other parts you might not get.
All right, we have to clear up a myth here. I had a little argument on the air about St. Patrick and St. Patrick driving the snakes out of Ireland. That's really more myth than true, right?
Oh, I'm shocked that you would suggest such a thing. it probably is. I mean, there's a few interesting things about St. Patrick. Apparently, St. Patrick was not Irish. He was either Scottish or he was Welsh. And he was kidnapped by Irish raiders, brought to Ireland, and was minding sheep for a number of years. He escaped, got the Catholic faith, and then came back and brought the Catholic faith to Ireland. But the myth about these snakes, apparently, is that that was kind of a parable or a story to show that he drove paganism and evil out of Ireland. So the only snakes in Ireland now are the people that walk around the place. There's no slithery ones anymore.
I love that. In somebody from the States going for the first time to Ireland, what do you think is a must-see? What would be on your list?
I would suggest that what they should try and do when they go to Ireland is to go to the west coast and the southwest coast of Ireland. So you're talking about Cork, you're talking about Kerry, and you're talking about Connemara. And they're the areas where you still have some of the traditional feel of Ireland. I mean, Ireland has changed a lot in the last 25 years. The days when the roads were unpaved, when milk was brought to the creamery and donkey and carts, and when traffic lights were basically advisory kind of thing, those days are gone. So if you want to get a feel for the real Ireland, get out of the major cities. Dublin is a wonderful city. Cork is a wonderful city, but try and go to more rural areas where you can get a real feel for the Ireland that you might be hoping to see.
Yeah, and you said that the people, you said you thought that one of the biggest differences was the laughter. So an American encountering a group of folks from Ireland, especially in a tourist situation, I would assume they would be massively embraced.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I mean, the Irish will see the Americans coming with their dollars and they say, we want some of those, so we'll make them feel good. I mean, the Irish know how to market themselves well. And I know you do get a wonderful reaction and a wonderful, there's very good customer service, very friendly. And the Irish have a real affinity with the Americans. And I think Americans, even when there was, they felt they were not that welcome in other parts of Europe in the last 4 or 5 years. When they went to Ireland, I think they did feel that warmth and that welcome still.
Yeah. So you definitely, you are the chief gabber. You have the gift of gab, and you use that. You speak, and you're a motivational speaker here in the States. And since we're on that whole thread of what the gift of the Irish is and the St. Patrick's Day deal, when you talk to people, and you know how this is. You could be in front of, and you have been in front of all kinds of crowds. How do you gauge the mood of who you're speaking to, Connor, and where you can go with your speech.
Well, I think what I try to do, Kate, is that I do my research beforehand. So, for instance, with the preparing for this interview for you, I've got your beautiful mug shot here in front of me and the computer right now. And so you've got a smile. You're looking very kind of pensive with the hands underneath the chin. It's a cute photograph. I like it. But I do my homework, so I know what kind of audience I can speak to. So sometimes if you're speaking to an association, you may have a different kind of things to say and a different way of saying them, more careful way of saying them, than if you're speaking to a group of salespeople who might be able to accept you being a bit more hard-hitting and also telling some slightly different stories. Not blue or not profanity or anything like that, but there's different audiences can take different kind of messages in different ways.
Did you think when you were growing up that if someone had asked you that crazy question that they ask people, hey, where do you see yourself in 20 years, would you put yourself in the situation doing what you're doing now and living in the United States and living in Chicago?
Probably not, because I was what brought me here to the States was my company asked me to come over here for to be vice president of marketing for Best Foods. Hellmann's mayonnaise was one of the key brands. But when I left them, I morphed into what I call, and this is spoof stuff now, so don't sound take me as being too serious, but when I talk about clear and compelling vision to people, I say that I had a clear and compelling vision that I would become a cherished and beloved inspirational speaker who would bring hope and meaning to the lives of ordinary people and even listeners for the Kate Delaney Show on America Tonight. Kind of thing. And obviously that's the kind of goofball stuff, but I didn't really think I was going to get to that speaking scenario until maybe 5 years ago when I left my previous company, and I'd messages to tell, and I think I was pretty good at telling them. And since then, thank you for playing that clip earlier, that's on my website, Irishman Speaks, but I've spoken to Harley Davidson, Siemens, Abbott, Dairy Farmers of America, etc. And I love it. It's a really great career. You keep learning and you keep growing.
Yeah, and you say, you know, the title of your book, I love it, Chief Gab, The World, 8 Building Blocks to Successful Job Transition. You and I talked about that before, and the word Chief Gab, and boy, I'd love to see that really catch on in the United States, that whole idea. It's similar to what you told me before. Am I right? Just do it.
Yeah, well, I tell people that it's the Irish word for chief gab is the Irish word for do it or make it happen. Now, I do clarify that and say it's the Irish word, and that was created by an Irishman, i.e. myself. But it's also the acronym for the 8 building blocks to successful job transition and job search. And there's so many people who are suffering and who are in pain right now going through job search that need a lift. And the chief gab building blocks, I think, will help them. I know they will help them. And just one example, Kate, I said I did my research when I'm speaking to someone for audiences. Mm. A simple little thing that will help people who are doing telephone interviews for job search, because a lot of people might be doing that. When I'm speaking with you on this telephone interview, I've got your mug shot in front of me, so people could do that for the interview process probably.
Right.
I stand up because I project myself totally differently. My desk is completely clear of anything except a few key points that I want to get across. And the job seeker should do those kind of things when they're doing the telephone interview. And they project themselves with more confidence and with more clarity, I think.
Oh, that's great advice. Well, enjoy the rest of your St. Patrick's Day. I'm sure you're going to get some shut-eye and then wake up again and really enjoy it. But IrishmanSpeaks.com is the website for Connor Kinnean. Connor, as always, I enjoyed it.
Take care, Kate, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you and your listeners.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you again down the road. It's funny, in talking to Connor, I was actually going to tell him my joke. I have a good Irish joke. I'm going to share it with all of you. That's coming up around the bend, plus odds and ends, what's happening across the state. Stay with us.
If If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Listening to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with you. Excited to be here and excited to be going to New York City and the St. Paddy's Day Parade. Oh, my, oh, my. Boy, it has been a very, very long time. Now we are taking you to Ireland and County Cork to speak with Tom Finn all about St. Paddy's Day. And he's got a book out called A Better Tomorrow. I love these Irish people. So positive. Happy St. Paddy's Day, Tom. I know it's a wee bit early there. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Kate. And very happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too, and all your listeners.
Thank you. County Cork. I hear, I've never been there, sad to say, but I hear it's in, just so beautiful. Describe what a typical day is like in County Cork for you.
Yeah, well, I'm not living in the city. I'm in rural County Cork, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a south of, it's the biggest county in Ireland. It's the south of the county. It's the kind of Texas of Ireland, you know. And so we're near the Atlantic. We're near the sea, and basically the weather is much milder and much warmer than maybe the rest of the county, you know. Although we do get a lot of rain at times. Maybe that's why the country is fairly green around here, you know. Now, Cork is also called the Rebel County. It's the home to Blarney Castle, as you probably heard of,
mm-hmm.
and also to Middleton Distilleries. which manufactures Irish whiskey. Now, Jameson, Powers, all these whiskies, you know, and it's fascinating the way whiskey is manufactured, because there's Scottish whiskey, there's Irish whiskey. Scottish whiskey is spelled W-H-I-S-K-Y. Irish whiskey is W-H-I-S-K-E-Y. And that's to distinguish the two, because Irish whiskey is distilled three times, and the Scottish whiskey is distilled twice. So we presume, or we'd like to think that we have a superior brand of whiskey, right?
And I like that.
Is also so bold as to say with a late name like Kate Delaney that you must surely have some drop of Irish blood in you.
I have a lot of Irish blood. The full name would be Catherine Shana Fitzgerald Delaney. So,
well, that's more Irish again.
That's right. I'm green all over, Tom. Absolutely. In Cork, and where you are, as you mentioned, I love the description, by the way. That was good stuff. Where you are, what is St. Patrick's Day like? How will you be celebrating later in the day?
Well, basically, we start off with, we go to Mass, and everybody's in kind of a festive mood. The atmosphere is fantastic, regardless of the weather. And the weather isn't always very good, but this year I think it's pretty good. Then when the Mass is over, we have our meal, and then we usually go either to a very local St. Patrick's Day parade, or we go to one of the bigger cities, like, for instance, Cork City, which is the second city in the country, and, you know, we make a day of it there. Now, also, there's a lot of sporting events. There's big GAA events in Croke Park in Dublin on that day, because, as you know, the GAA is a very, very Irish sporting organization. There's Gaelic football and there's hurling, and that fixture is kind of now a permanent fixture on St. Patrick's Day as well. And people, after the parades, they either go to the match itself or they watch it on television, you know. And so it hasn't changed, even though we've moved on into the 21st century. People still like to celebrate things in the traditional way, you know, and it's still terrific.
Sounds like a fun day for everybody, for sure. And as you said, starting off with Mass. What are I'm curious about the four-leaf clover. When I was a little girl, I used to always hear about that, and I would be looking through all the clover, always trying to find that four-leaf clover. Indeed, is the four-leaf clover, maybe you like to think that, is it a lucky symbol?
I suppose it is, but it has always puzzled me a little that people talk about four-leaf clover when the three-leaf shamrock is really the emblem of St. Patrick's Day. And, you know, the history of the shamrock is that when St. Patrick came to Ireland, it's kind of that Irish, he was explaining, you know, the faith and everything involved in Christian tradition, and he was explaining the Trinity, three gods in the one person. And so the best way he could explain it was to pick up a shamrock which had three leaves on one stem, and that's three persons in the one God, you know. But the four-leaf and the four-leaf clover is something, I think that has come in through the ages. It has no real basis in tradition, but it has crept in, and I'm not sure how either.
Yeah, in the United States, of course, the tradition, and many of us have family that go back generations to Ireland, and there was, as you know, after the potato famine, there was such an immigration into the United States of so many Irish folks, and then that started the explosion of the big St. Paddy's Day celebration in the States, particularly New York City and the big parade and whatnot. And here, the idea is the wearing of the green, and I'm assuming, having not been to Ireland, it's very similar there. Everybody wearing green?
Oh, they do, yes. You know, and the bigger the sprig of shamrock, the better, of course, you know. And while shamrock is the national plant, I suppose, of Ireland, or the national emblem of Ireland, they're difficult to get sometimes. If you go to your garden, and it's very, very hard to get shamrock. So people cultivate it in advance, and so they make sure they have one of the biggest pieces of shamrock on the lapels, you know. And as well as that, they probably have little emblems like harps and things like that, you know, along with the shamrock.
Tell us about kissing the Blarney Stone. What is kissing the Blarney Stone supposed to bring? That's a good luck thing, too, as well, right?
Oh, it is. Of course it is. The Blarney Stone, it's on top of the castle. It's actually hard to get up to it. But when you kiss the Blarney Stone, you basically get the gift of the gab. In fact, you're supposed to be silver-tongued. and you can pretty well get away with anything because you get people to believe anything you say. Now, I think the tradition goes back to an old chieftain who owned a Blarney castle, and the forces of the Queen Elizabeth came, I think, to attack the castle at one stage, and this chief, he was so silver-tongued that he was able to placate the British and, you know, get them to kind of move on and not take the place. And I think that's how it came about. Whether that's just an old tale or not, I don't know. But basically, that is it. To kiss the Blarney Stone, you have the gift of the gab. And a lot of people have the gift of gab anyway without kissing the Blarney Stone, you know. But I think that's the tradition.
Yeah, I like that. Hey, I mentioned this at the top, Tom. Your book is called A Better Tomorrow. So tell us about A Better Tomorrow and what you were trying to accomplish with that book.
Right. The Better Tomorrow is basically explaining to people how life can be better. Now, I'm not saying that I'm an expert on that or not, but what I'm saying is that I have been there, I've done that, I've been through it all, and one time I was basically, you know, not unhappy with life and felt there must be more to life than that, you know. I felt that things could be better. I think most people are not happy with their existence and they'd like to change. And as long as I can remember, I was always interested in self-development and practical psychology. Like countless others, I was looking for ways to improve my station in life and have a happier and more fulfilled existence. I wanted to be confident, to be assertive, free of stress, and I think everybody wants for that. Now, I studied and analysed the working of the subconscious mind and how it can be conditioned and gently influenced to make our dreams come true. Now, I know to some people that sounds pie in the sky, but basically I'm not saying do this. All I'm saying is I did this, and this is what worked for me. So all I'm doing is basically the book is like a diary of my steps, you know, to fulfillment. And it's as simple as that. Now, if people are interested, see, a very short length period of time now, but if people are interested in learning more about the book, I have a website. It's thomasfinsbook.com. And have a look at it. And please, if you have any questions, get on to me, and I will promise I will personally email you back. Okay?
Excellent. thomasfinsbook.com. Tom, again, happy St. Patty's Day to you and everybody in County Cork. Thank you for joining us on America Tonight.
Grace, could I just leave you with an Irish blessing?
Do it.
May you live as long as you want. I never want as long as you live. And also, as you slide down the banister of life, may the splinters never point in the wrong direction.
Yay, that was perfect. I love that. Oh, we're going to put that on the website. Tom, thank you.
Okay, Kate, and thank you very much. God bless.
Thank you. You too. That's terrific. So, see, we took you to Ireland here on America Tonight. Coming up on the flip side, fill you in on a couple of things that are happening in our neck of the woods. Hang with us.